Kuf Yud Tes, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Monday night. Kuf Yud Tes. Abu Bishop Bechol Shabbos Beyond the Yechayim on the Kaddish Velachem Yibol Yom. Lahosef Mechol Al Hakodesh. The Pesach Eino Kane. Even though ain't no one eating the matzah, but the first coast, that's the problem. Lahosef Mechol Al Hakodesh. Lahosef Mechol Al Hakodesh. Yidavka Balayla. Come on, Karban Pesach. Dechsin Bey Bechol Shabbosu Balayla Hazeh. Became mitzvahs dalat kosel si dafka balayla, and memela kiddush is one of the arba kosels. So, in the context of it being one of the arba kosels, you have to do it when it's vaday layla. Yilbush as hakittel, or else the kid comes home and says the tata ate the kittel. You're not gonna have a kittel. How's he gonna say that? Looks like a kashikra. Don't they say that in Hebrew? Don't they teach the kids kishaba? I guess in Hebrew it's kishaba ba mi beit hakneses lo veishos hakittel. You know, are you Jewish? They don't teach the kids these little sing-song things by each. Wow. Anybody buy that chair that they were selling on the internet? That Haseba chair. I gotta check that out. Umitzvah lechalek l'tinoko shkedim v'agoza v'kadome kidei sheyiru ishinu v'yishalu. It says tinokos, but I don't know what tinokos means. What does tinokos mean? Tinokos implies very, very young children. A little surprising, I don't know. Balzeze, but we're talking about kids that will be nisorer lishol gamken al matzo moravah seba. Nowadays you learn everything in school and the kid knows more than the father. He certainly thinks he knows more than the father, and it's very hard to be mekayim this mitzvah. So the only suggestion I have, if not that anybody asked me, is to learn the suggested things that I wrote in the bulletin, and what you can impart to your children, which a lot of the cheder or the yeshiva or the school does not impart to the children, is the message here, the lesson, the value. You know, what it means to go out of Mitzrayim, to become an Am Segula, to be Avdei Hashem, what it means to be nigal, all of a sudden, when the time comes, you don't lose hope, whatever message, you have to prepare for the Seder. And you should, I gave some suggestions how to prepare, but it doesn't matter how, the Iker is to prepare, and to be Mekayim de Mitzvah, Vigato Levincha, with, I think, you know, the way, you're not going to tell him anything he doesn't know, so you have to talk about Emunah, I feel, you talk about Emunah and Bitochon, and Gula, and then impart that value, because that doesn't come from the school. I don't. That really comes from the home. The child sees how the parents act, how the parents react to bad news. Okay, I'm talking now more. But they should use the Seder night to make that connection. That means he was talking about loygir l'chinuch now. I don't know. I really. What value is it in there? Question. Maybe you have to ask educational experts below the age. Betina tinoka shegir l'chinuch l'ayin Hashem yoydim b'kedushas yomtiv. Mavina mashem asapim yitzias mitzrayim. Nosum lahem gam ken kosher yishtu mimenu. I recommend grape juice. You can buy, I don't know about an Erzschel, I've never, but you can buy, they always have it here for Pesach. You can buy Kedem grape juice, non-mavushel. It's in glass bottles, not plastic. You have to look for it. You have to find the store that sells it. But if you want non-mavushel grape juice, which would be a shtickel hidur, you don't say, even if it's mavushel, but it would be even a shtickel hidur, for this arba kosels, so they sell it. They sell it in stores. You have to find it. The simon is, it's a glass bottle, not a plastic one. Non-mubushal grape juice. No gimun zol kos echad jesum and amasubim. The kornos of kosher aliyo anovi. Definitely there was a minig that the kosher aliyo stayed on the seder table the whole night. Not the way we do it. That's what the kitzur implies, and there's certainly such a minig. That everybody knows. You pour the other person's kos. I mean, we don't really do mazika, but we pour the wine from the viyazel of the beso she yishtu. Someone asked me, it's very important, someone asked me how big his kos should be. So here's the issue. It's funny, like there are a lot of issues to take into account. Unless you hold your wine well, you can just be yotzei all the shittas. Let's say there's two shittas. We'll call it 90 milliliters. Milliliters, whatever it's called. 90 and 150. That's Chav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish. 90 and 150. Good. That's level one decision. Then, I mean, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Arba Kosos being the Rabbanon, and, okay, maybe the first Kos, Yom Tiv maybe is also is probably the Rabbanon also. So you could be, according to the Mishnah Berurah's Pesach, you could be Samech and Rav Chaim Noah and do the lesser amount. So we'll see. That's your first decision, 90 or 150. Then, there's a shita that there's an inyan to drink the whole kos. No matter how many reviyas you have, you should drink the whole kos or rove kos. Then, the basic halacha, the way we paskin, is that you only have to drink a reviyas or rove reviyas. So now, what is a person to do? So now the question becomes, and this is always the question, should I get a 90-ounce coat, a 90-milliliter coat, and drink the whole coat, and be yotze that hither of drinking the coat, or should I use the coat of the Chazon Ish Shir, as it's called, and I'll only be able to drink a revius, and I won't be able to drink even Rov coat, or maybe a... So you have to see. What do I tell people? Depends who I'm talking to. Yeah, really. Yeah. In general, I think this the Chazon Ish Shir I'm not a big fan of it. Even though the Mishnah Berurah paskens you should do it in the Araisa, but if you see, it seems to me the whole istapchus in the way to. So I'd rather go for the 90 and drink the whole kos.
I don't understand millimeters and grams.
You don't have to.
In that plastic cup, how much is it?
I don't know. I work with ounces. I'm an American. I don't know. But I know in liquid, a milliliter is the same as a cubic centimeter. So sometimes you'll have it, it'll be called cc's. In Hebrew, you're looking for samach kuf. I don't know what it stands for. I don't know. I really don't. What is that for? What? Centimeter cubic centimeter. Oh, ishigayach. Samach kuf. That's what it says in Sifri Halach. It talks about samach kuf, and it means a milliliter or a cubic centimeter, and that's how they measure in the metric system. Okay, but that's what others would say to get the 150 kais and to drink, because we paskin even rove revius. We don't paskin rove kais. It's like a hiddur. Then you want to know how much alcohol to get. So I asked, someone asked in the liquor store here for me, for a high quality, Kedem makes a very, they don't let it into the country. I can't figure out why. They don't let the Kedem low alcohol into the country. All the stores tell me that. I don't chop why, because it's not a wine. I don't know. I don't chop. They don't let the low alcohol category. So if you, so he has 5%, but it's fizzy. No, I can't. I stick with Matuk Rouge Soft, Kevin. It's red, there's no sugar, and it's 7% alcohol. But my, you know, but I asked him about the Efrat Kal. He says it's just mixed in grape juice.
Wine
with grape juice. Efrat Kal, it's called. So the Bartanur, you know, you can make 5% wine.
Which is better than wine with grape juice.
Yeah, yeah. If someone had to choose, I would tell them to choose the natural 5% wine than to make it. Oh, I mean, you know, you can be used with grape juice too, totally. Like, we're talking about the person that wants that hinder of wine, so certainly it's a hinder, the real one, than the fake one. Or you can mix it yourself and probably save money. I don't know if you save money. Or you can make it yourself. You can make, you know, if you can make your own mixture, so you can have more wine or more grape juice. I think I decided this year that's what I'm going to do for my, because they don't like the fizzy, so I'm going to mix the Matuk Rouge Soft with the Nat Mavushel grape juice for the kids and the women. Okay, but he says you should drink Pamachas. You should drink it basically, you know. The sheer of drinking the wine is the amount of time it takes to drink that amount of wine. So you can't really pause in the middle and start schmoozing and thinking. Okay, you have the good old chayyodam. You know, in other words, we forget to do this. But that's the chayyodam by Tkiya Shofar that everyone says over, and it, you know. You're sitting Pesach night, you're sitting Pesach night, you mean to do the mitzvah, like, you don't have to. What?
Rob mentioned kids.
I give kids grape juice. No, that's for the women. The mixture with, I mean, it all depends on the kid, you know, but kids get grape juice, man. My kids get drunk on grape juice. You know, once they hit the second, third coast, they're like drunk.
Is there a better choice to give alcohol to? Is there like if you want to give them one coast?
I guess Kiddush. I'd pick Kiddush. Okay. Problem is, it's the first of the day. No, yeah. If their stomachs are empty. But it'll be daylight savings time. They'll have more time to sleep. Okay, achakach yechatz yodo. This is slow tonight. What's everybody waiting for? They're waiting for Thursday night, where it said, not Thursday night. That's what they're waiting for. What? Oh, for sure. I should have said Motzei Shabbos is express only. That's what I should have said. What? Achakach yechatz yodo. You know where I got that idea from? The express. I got that idea from, I have a friend, Rabbi Bess, in Los Angeles. He has a shul. So I'm on their email list for some reason. So I see they did it. So I think that's a fantastic idea. The Gra people do make a bracha on the Tilas Yodoyim. We don't. You take the karpas, whatever you use for karpas. I think it's preferable to use something that you naturally would eat with your hand, not with a fork, or else it doesn't need the tilas yadayim. So I go for celery, not potato. Because potato, you usually stick a fork and you eat it. But a celery, you would take put it into a dip. This is all Hidurim and Hilchas Brachas, but it's become a part of the Seder, like, and you have in mind the part of the Moror. It's not so possible you have to make a bracha on the Moror, and many people are not sure if the crane needs a Bur Pri Adama. Like, make a shahakol really if you eat chrein. More logical in Ilkos Brachos that you make a shahakol on chrein than a bar pri adama, because it's not a natural thing to eat. People don't eat it. Then you take the middle matzah, you split it in two, and the bigger piece is fafi kaiman. You eat it and give it in zayim. The larger piece is more choshev because it's going to be zecher the carbon pesach, and the smaller one is you put back your matzahs. Okay, we'll stop here. You eat the carbon pesach al hasova. Just we talked about the carbon pesach and afikoyman. It means the carbon pesach is supposed to make you full. It does not mean you eat it after you're full. You're not supposed to eat it after you're full. It's supposed to make you full. That's what al hasova means. So theoretically, that's what the afikoman is supposed to be also, but by the time we hit the afikoman, we're stuffed to the gills.
So the whole idea of the afikoman is that we should eat it before the suda, before Shulchan Aruch?
But then you can't eat after afikoman. So then you have to keep the taste of afikoman in your mouth.
So there.
What?
First it says you have to...
No, the Zerush did. You're not supposed to eat after the afikoman.
And pushing it full from it.
For the Radio Shack. Radio Shack. It's three cell phones, an iPod, a MP3 player. Mm-hmm.